Shyamasundar was pleased at the Swami's endorsement and persisted in his attempts to convince me of the viability of his plan to give Krishna consciousness to the world's most famous band. His enthusiasm was infectious, and gradually Janaki, Yamuna, Gurudas, and I were converted to the idea of going to London. We were all keen to travel beyond the safety and boredom of the United States. Even though we had almost no money, no winter clothes, and no London contacts, we wanted to help the Swami spread his mission. And for that, we needed to go to a country where they spoke English. So England seemed the obvious choice. I secretly thought that our success with the Beatles was less likely than our success in opening the center. After all, we had all shared the experience of opening the temple in San Francisco. How much harder could it be to open one in England? We were scheduled to leave for England toward the end of August. At first, the six of us, plus Shyamasundar, Malati's new baby girl, Saraswati, flew to Montreal to spend Janmashtami with the Swami. We hoped to be able to meet with him for a final briefing before we set off on our big British adventure. We arrived at the Montreal Temple just after 7 o'clock in the morning. The building had previously been a bowling alley, but the devotees had converted it into a temple. I double-checked the address on the crumpled piece of paper in my pocket and paid the cab driver. "I guess this is the place," I said. "Let's hope the Swami is speaking now. It's about the time for his morning talk." We climbed the stairs to the second floor temple room. Sure enough, the Swami sat on a large maroon seat against one wall, speaking to a room full of devotees, almost none of whom we knew. We all bowed down as we had been taught and sat down to hear the Swami's talk. The Swami looked regal sitting on his seat. It sat 5 feet off the ground and had 6 white wooden stairs that the Swami would have had to climb to sit on the padded cushions. The temple room was huge, with foot-high Jagannath deities at the far end of, on a simple altar. I couldn't be sure that the Swami had noticed us come in. Toward the end of the class, the Swami looked at us sitting at the back of the room. "You have come here from San Francisco, prepared to go to London. So my hearty welcome to you," he said. So he had noticed us. The other devotees turned around to get a look at who the Swami was addressing. "Please do this missionary work very nicely, and Krishna will be pleased upon you. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita that anyone who is trying to spread this Krishna consciousness movement is the most dear friend of Krishna. Krishna says that that person is his most dear friend. Nobody is so dear to me as such a person who is trying to spread Krishna consciousness movement in the world. So you are all pledged to satisfy Krishna. So if you take up this work seriously, Krishna will be very much pleased upon you. Thank you very much." We exchanged some happy looks as everyone in the temple bowed down, signaling that the morning program was now over. "It's funny that he called us missionaries," I said to Shyamasundar as we walked down the stairs. "I never really thought of us in that way." "I know what you mean," he said. "It's not like being a missionary in the traditional sense of the word. It's more like a magic carpet ride." I'm going to stop there. "Anyone who's trying to spread the Krishna consciousness movement in the world is the most dear friend of Krishna." So that includes us. That's a nice thing to think about. And then the thing about the missionaries, the devotees, especially, you know, in the very beginning, it was all just a big adventure. Like you said, like a magic carpet ride. It was just like one exciting thing after another. Started in New York, go to San Francisco, start a temple with the hippies, then go to London, meet the Beatles, start a temple there. It didn't seem like missionary work, but it's definitely missionary work.
Montreal Temple, though, it's a different building than the one they have now.
Well, the first one was a converted building.
Okay, so the one I went to was a church.
Yeah, they've got sure. Prabhupada talked about things like that sometimes he said all over the world people are abandoning the churches and we're buying them. Okay, so I'm going to sing this song. Do you know this one? Is that another coming?
Thank you.
Shining of a million. Vinaya means relief. If one actually wants relief from the struggle of existence and actually wants to extinguish the blazing fire of material pangs, Narottam Das Thakur advises, please take shelter of Lord Nityananda. What will be the result of accepting the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda? He says, Enonitaya Vinevaya, unless one takes shelter under the shade of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, Radha Krishna Payate Nani, it will be very difficult for him to approach Radha Krishna. The aim of this Krishna consciousness movement is to enable us to approach Radha Krishna and associate with the Supreme Lord in his sublime pleasure dance. Narottam Das Thakur advises that if one actually wants to enter into the dancing party of Radha Krishna, he must accept the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. And he says, Se sambandha nahi jar, vritta janma gela tar. Sambandha means connection or contact. Anyone who has not contacted a relationship with Nityananda is understood to have spoiled his human birth. In another song, Narottam Das similarly says, Hari Hari Vipalaya Janama Gonainu. Anyone who does not approach Radha Krishna through a relationship with Nityananda has uselessly spoiled his life. Pritta means useless, Janma means life, Tar means his, and Sambandha means a relationship. Anyone who does not make a relationship with Nityananda is simply spoiling the boon of his human form of life. Why is he spoiling it? Se Pashu Bhara Durachar. Se means that, Pashu means animal, and Durachara means misbehave, or the most misbehave. Without elevation to Krishna consciousness through the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, life is simply spoiled for the animal propensities of sense gratification. Narottam Das says that ordinary animals can be tamed, but when a human being is animalistic, having only animal propensities, he is most horrible, for he cannot be tamed. Ordinary cats and dogs, or even a tiger, can be tamed. But when a human being goes out of his way and neglects to take to the human activity of Krishna consciousness, his higher intelligence will simply be misused for animal propensities, and it is very difficult to tame him. The enactment of state laws cannot make a thief an honest man because his heart is polluted. He cannot be tamed. Every man sees that a person who commits criminal offenses is punished by the government. And also, in scriptural injunction, punishment in hell is mentioned. But despite hearing from scripture and seeing the action of the state laws, the demoniac cannot be tamed. What are they doing? Nitya na balilo muke. Since they do not know who Nityananda is, they never say the names of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya. Majilo samsara suke. Majilo means becomes absorbed. They become absorbed in so-called material enjoyment, and therefore they go deep down into material existence. Vidya kule ki kore vetar. If one has no connection with Nityananda, and if he does not come to Krishna consciousness, his vidya, or his so-called academic education, and kula, birth in a high family or great nation, will not protect him. Regardless of whether one is born in a very big family or nation, or has a very advanced academic education, at the time of death, nature's law will act. His work will be finished and he will get another body according to that work. Why are these human animals acting in this way? Ahankare matohoya nitai padapasariya. They have become maddened by a false concept of bodily life, and thus they have forgotten their eternal relationship with Nityananda. Asatyere satya kori mani. Such forgetful persons accept the illusory energy as factual. Asatyeva refers to that which is not a fact, or in other words, maya. Maya means that which has no existence, but is a temporary illusion only. Persons who have no contact with Nityananda accept this illusory body as factual. Narottam Das Thakur then says, Nittaya karuna habe praje radha krishna pade. If you actually want to approach the association of Radha Krishna, you must achieve the mercy of Lord Nityananda first. When he is merciful toward you, then you will be able to approach Radha Krishna. Dara Nitaya Charanadukani. Narottam Das Thakur advises that one firmly catch the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Then again he says, Nitaya Charanasatya. One should not misunderstand and think that he has caught hold of maya. Similarly, the lotus feet of Nityananda may also be something like that, maya or illusion. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur confirms, Nittaya Charana Satya, the lotus feet of Nityananda are not illusion, they are fact. Tahara Sevaka Nitya, and one who engages in the transcendental loving service of Nityananda is also transcendental. If one engages in the transcendental loving service of Nityananda in Krishna consciousness, he immediately achieves his transcendental position on the spiritual platform, which is eternal and blissful. Therefore he advises, Nittaya pada sadakoro ash. Always try to catch the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Narottama Boroduki, Narottam Das Thakur, the Acharya, is taking the position that he is very unhappy. Actually, he is representing ourselves. He says, my dear Lord, I am very unhappy. Nittaya More Korosuki. Therefore, I am praying to Lord Nityananda to make me happy. Rakha Ranga Charanera Pash. Please keep me in a corner of your lotus feet. We worship Prabhupada, we're followers of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's in the beginning, not the very beginning, but there's a statement by, there's a pastime with Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, how he was ordered to write the Chaitanya Charitamrita in the beginning. And Lord Nityananda appeared to him in a dream, and he ordered him to go to Vrindavan and write about the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. And at that time, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was very old and very invalid. He gives a description of his invalidities in some verses there, and he immediately left and went to Vrindavan. He got to Vrindavan and to write, and he described a pastime where his brother-in-law was neglectful of Lord Nityananda. And there's some statements there that if one accepts Lord Chaitanya and accepts, but doesn't accept Lord Chaitanya as Supreme Personality of Godhead, but doesn't accept Lord Nityananda, then it's all kinds of condemnations mentioned in there. And he describes it as being like the philosophy of half a hen, where he's like, the half of the hen that feeds the egg, but you don't like the half of the hen that you have to feed, but it costs money, so you cut off the front of the hen. So he describes that as being that the a person who accepts Lord Chaitanya but doesn't accept Lord Chaitanya. And so our understanding, according to Prabhupada, is that Chaitanya Charitamrita is the Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, Ashoka Guru's. But the Krishna, Lord Chaitanya is directly Krishna himself, and Balaram is Lord Nityananda is Balaram. So Balaram is Prabhupada describes in different places as we pray is the source of all spiritual strength, and we pray to Lord Balaram for spiritual strength, because we feel weak in our Krishna consciousness, because we are weak in the beginning. We didn't feel weak because we are weak spiritually, and so we need everybody needs the strength to pursue spiritual life that comes from Lord Balaram or Lord Nityananda. So it's especially any time, but especially on the appearance day, or approaching the appearance day of Lord Nityananda, that we pray to Lord Nityananda for spiritual strength to advance in Krishna consciousness. And also, Lord Nityananda or Balaram is considered to be the original spiritual master, our spiritual master in disciplic succession, is a representative in disciplic succession of Lord Nityananda, Lord Balaram. So, and we worship Lord Nityananda. This whole song and Prabhupada's emphasis on the necessity of worshiping Lord Nityananda is really strongly presented. Anyone who doesn't establish a relationship with Lord Nityananda is uselessly wasting his life. So many heavy things are said. And so we don't have to, we have to try to increase our attachment for Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya and Krishna and Madhavani and Prabhupada. That's everything that we do in every minute to minute, day by day, is the whole purpose is to increase our attachment to them. But we're making a good beginning because we're in the disciplic succession from the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. We're in the disciplic succession from Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. So we worship Lord Nityananda from the very beginning as members of ISKCON, because that's how we're taught. We're taught offer obeisances to Prabhupada, and then say chant the Panchatattva Maha Mantra, and then chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Radhar, Shri Vasari Guru Bhaktivinoda. So we worship as a matter of course, as a matter of our basic training in the army. There are certain things you learn in the very beginning, in basic training. You learn to salute, you learn to say, sir, you learn all the basic things. So, and those are things that you always do as a soldier in the army. So one of the most basic things we learn in the very beginning is to worship Lord Nityananda by chanting the Panchatattva Maha Mantra. But sometimes when I don't know the details, but some devotees were chanting rounds of the Panchatattva Maha Mantra, and because they figured, no, it's logical. You chant the Panchatattva Maha Mantra is the same as the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and it gives incredible spiritual benefits, so let's chant the Panchatattva Maha Mantra on our beads. But Prabhupada didn't approve of it. He told them not to do it. So we always chant Panchatattva Maha Mantra. And it's not that you can only chant it one time. You can chant it many times. But he didn't want it to become a thing in this time where the devotees are chanting, and some devotees are chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and some devotees are chanting five punches. The whole the Hare Krishna movement is meant for chanting specifically, but not exclusively, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Everything is centered around that. And that's what Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda did when they went on Sankirtan and Navadvip, wherever they were, they weren't chanting the Pancha Tattva Maha Mantra, they were chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So, the purport, Prabhupada says that a few points. One is that everybody wants peace. Everybody wants peace, and people are struggling, you know, thinking about peace, desiring peace, or wanting peace between nations, or peace between husband and wife, or peace between brother and sister, or peace between these people and that people. Peace of mind. This is the overriding characteristic of Kali Yuga, described in the verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, is that above all, in Kali Yuga, people's minds are always disturbed. And I think we can all testify to that fact within speaking for myself, probably speaking for yourself. Our minds are disturbed. It's just a fact of life living in Kali Yuga. It has to be disturbed. So in the material world anytime, but especially in Kali Yuga. So we want peace of mind, but we don't find peace of mind. We're trying running here and there looking for peace of mind. So the only the way to find peace is struggling hard without finding peace. Therefore, if the world wants real peace, it should take shelter unto the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, which are cooling like the shining of a million moons. Jaya means relief. One actually wants relief from the struggle of existence and actually wants to extinguish the blazing fire of material pains. And Ardhangas Thakur advises, please take shelter of Lord Nityananda. And what will be the result? The result is it will be very easy to approach Radharani and Krishna. We just read in Miracle in Second Avenue that Prabhupada says that anyone who tries to help in spreading the Krishna consciousness movement will be the best friend of Krishna. We're following in the footsteps of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda preached in Bengal. He would go to everyone's house, knock on the door, and it was like really extreme. He described Nityananda, the Avaduta, and he would do things like knock on somebody's door, and they open the door, roll on the ground, and chant Krishna, Krishna, and beg them to chant the names of Radha and Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya was spreading the Hare Krishna movement. On the orders of, he wanted to, another son, another place for Prabhupada, he wanted to stay in Jagannath Puri with Lord Chaitanya when Lord Chaitanya made his residence after Krishnanyas, his mother, he asked his mother where she lived. But he couldn't stay with her anymore, he did after taking Sanyas. But he wanted to be, he wanted to still do what she asked. So she asked him if he could live in Jagannath Puri, because people were over, devotees were coming and going from Jagannath Puri to Mayapur, and so she would get news of him. So he established his residence in Jagannath Puri, and Lord Nityananda wanted to stay with him there. The Lord Chaitanya told him that if we both stay in Jagannath Puri, then who will preach in Bengal? So he sent him to Bengal to preach. So we're following in his footsteps, and Prabhupada's footsteps to the United States to preach. And so if we just do that, just following in their footsteps, it would be very easy. he is Radharani and Krishna. It's not difficult if we please Radharani and Krishna if we approach them in the prescribed manner. We try to approach them otherwise, then they remain unapproachable or aloof. So but for us, it's easy. And he says, establishing the connection with somebody doesn't establish their connection with him, he's spoiling his life. He's like an animal that's durachara, means the most misbehaved, not just misbehaved, but the most misbehaved. Without elevation of Krishna consciousness to the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya's life is simply spoiled by the animal propensities of sense gratification. He talks about an animal, and he says that even a tiger can be tamed, but a human being who is really rebellious and doesn't want to submit to anyone, no one can control them, can't be contained at all. The only way to control them is that if somebody's like really bad, then they put them in jail, and then they under control. But other than that, there's no way that a human being who is rebellious and can be controlled. Except if you get surrendered to Lord Chaitanya, like Lord Nanda, like Jagai Madai. Jagai Madai were really bad. They weren't just petty thieves or something. They were really, really demonic, really bad. And they met Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur and Lord Nityananda, they went out to preach. And they said, they saw Jagai and Madai, and they said, if we can deliver Jagai and Madai, then Lord Chaitanya's influence will be even more greatly established, because these people are so bad. If we can make them devotees, then people after will really recognize Lord Chaitanya. So they went up to preach to him, and they chased them away at first. When they came back, and if I'm remembering this story correctly, they came back and they preached to him again, and then one of them, Jagai Madai, got really mad, and hit Lord Nityananda on the forehead with a piece of broken clay pot, made him bleed. And Lord Chaitanya appeared on the spot, and he invoked his Sudarshan Chakra, and he was going to chop off their heads on the spot, like Krishna did with the tissue pot, chopped off his head. So he was going to do that to Jagai Madai. And then Lord Nityananda appealed to Lord Chaitanya. He said, you've come to save the fallen souls, and if you just kill them, you'll have to kill everybody in Kala, because everybody is like Jagai Madai. And Prabhupada said in the Purport the method of the Hare Krishna movement is not to kill the demons, but to kill their demoniac mentality by preaching, by distributing the holy name, distributing prasadam, distributing books, to kill the demoniac mentality. Because otherwise, everybody in Kali is like Jagai and Madai. So then, when they saw how tolerant and how merciful Lord Nityananda was, then Jagai and Madai, they bowed down and they surrendered. And then immediately on the spot, Lord Chaitanya turned them into great devotees, pure devotees. And they became, they're renowned now. It's well-known, famous pure devotees of Lord Chaitanya. So that's the... anyone can become a devotee. Gauri the Hunter, just by meeting Narada Muni, he was killing animals, half killing them, just to like to watch them suffer before they die. It was really bad. And bad enough to kill them, but to just enjoy to watch somebody suffer and then die, it's really demoniac. But Nagari the hunter became a great devotee right away, the same way, just by the influence of Narada Muni, who's a great soul. That's the potency of association with a devotee. We're not great devotees. Prabhupada said that when Lord Chaitanya was walking through the Jagatanga forest to go to Vrindavan, he was walking through the forest and chanting, and all the animals were dancing and chanting. Even the tigers were dancing with the deer. The tigers were kissing the deer. And the elephants were dancing and chanting Hare Krishna. And Prabhupada said, we can't make the tigers and the deer, the elephants chant and dance, but we can induce the human beings to chant and dance. And we do. We went out to Harinam on New Year's Eve. Everybody's out there and everybody's drinking and just carousing and carrying on. And all the young guys and girls were there. But Nitin, he was really fired up. And he got them all to dance and chant. They didn't know. When they went out for fun on New Year's Eve, they weren't thinking, oh, let's go out and take part in the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. They weren't thinking that. But they got out there, and they did take part in it. Without knowing what they were doing, we're not even not being conscious at all, but they liked it. So that's the if Prabhupada said that, we can't induce the tigers and deer to dance and chant, but we can get the human beings to chant. It's very easy. If it's a fired up kirtan, people like it. And when we went out to Salem on Halloween night, and hundreds of people were coming and joining and taking part in the Harinam. It attracted them. They saw that the devotees are having fun. Like everybody goes out there to have fun on Halloween, and everybody's dressed up in their costumes, and everybody's trying to have fun. Like they have that saying, "Are we having fun yet?" So that's a really good way of describing it, because everybody's out there trying doing their damnedest to have fun. Let's go out and have fun. But everybody's walking around like, trying to have fun. But nobody's having fun. It's just another illusion, another thing that's supposed to be fun. It's like that old song by Peggy Lee. Is that all there is? Your father took her to the circus as a little girl, and it was all noise and music, and she's thinking, this is supposed to be fun, but she's thinking, even as a little girl, she's thinking, is that all there is? And then she fell in love, and she got mad, and then the guy went away, and she was in pain, but she got over it, and then she said, is that all there is? Is that all there is? And then at the end of her life, she's like, I know I'll be saying that all there is. And the conclusion is, so let's keep dancing and break out the booze and have a ball. So that's the solution. Are we having fun? No, we're not having fun. But at least we can laugh a little by drinking and try to have some fun. But when everybody saw us out at New Year's Eve or on Halloween night or any time, they could see that the devotees are actually having fun. Devotees are actually enjoying. And they joined in. A lot of them joined in. And they liked it. They were having fun. And they were establishing their connection with Lord Nityananda by doing it without knowing what they were doing. taking their first steps back to home, back to home. Okay, I'll stop there. Any questions? Okay.